This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Intel Scanner, Tuesday night.
Ow!
Another night, it's an emergency worldwide broadcast.
Worldwide.
A transmission from behind enemy lines.
Open topic tonight. Colin's always welcome. Zoning out here.
The number is 406-545-4496. Choose option one. Just to get that out there right off the rip, if you're listening, the lines are open.
You better
open
be
topics, anything you want to say. You know, if you have wisdom,
anything,
then, you know, lay it on us. If you've had misjustice happen to you in your life, we want to hear about it.
Preferably if you have video.
If you feel disconnected from the rest of the world, talk to us. Give us a call. We'd like to hear from you, anyone out there. If you have passion for something, just, you know, get it out there. Come on.
Passion for anything.
You sound passionate yourself.
If you love snails, it's okay. Tell us.
If you like snails, even if you have an ant farm and those damn bastards didn't grow anything, you know, give us a call.
Ants never do.
Yeah, and they never call in.
Strange.
All right. So what's been going on in the news?
All right.
What's the biggest topic? You look like you have something.
He has both hands in the air.
Bergdahl, the deserter Bergdahl. A lot of people are trying to call him Sergeant Bergdahl, but I think the minute that he left fucking friendly lines and crossed over into fucking enemy lines, he lost any and all fucking titles that were fucking honorary towards him. So we'll call him deserter Bergdahl from now on.
AWOL, but, subject AWOL.
So, all right, now, see, that whole fucking thing got kind of, it came and it went through the news really fast. A lot of focus was on the fact that he left his camp, which was wrong to begin with. What a lot of people didn't fucking see was when his fucking dad came to the White House and was pleading for his fucking life or saying thank you for releasing him. He said, see, his father was in communication with Al-Qaeda during his whole captivity. And he converted to fucking Islam, grew out his beard and all that shit, you know, practiced it every fucking step of the fucking faith. And when he stepped foot on the White House lawn and stepped forward to give his fucking commencement address, it was almost the same. But anyways, he said the Muslim prayer for victory over a land.
The Bergdahl did?
The elder one did.
Oh, okay.
The father did.
Really?
Yeah. And so, in a sense, since he had converted to the faith, he had become a recognized member of the faith, according to their laws, you know, once he stepped foot on the White House lawn, stepped forward to the microphone, and then said that fucking prayer, he claimed the White House for Muslim lands.
Speaking of Muslims, is our government? Are you saying that our government's being taken over by Muslims?
I don't think it's a single religion that's taken it over, but
well, there seems to be a lot of Muslims in the White House. Obama's cabinet was chosen by Obama, and they're a bunch of recognized members of the faith as mm-hmm. well.
I do think there's a lot of pro-biasness towards the Muslim faith, just for the simple fact that I think our government is a little bit afraid of offending them, you know, like Charlie Hebdo, you know, something.
What do you
like
mean
that,
we so afraid offending the Muslims? We over there blowing them up every day. We ain't this afraid of offending them. Are you kidding me?
No, we're say, helping
doesn't it seem
them
a little controversial?
We're drone striking them.
This is the man that wanted to fly a drone into Mecca, and didn't he's talking you about offending the fucking Muslims.
No, it seems to me like
my own personal beliefs. I will admit to that. I think that would be fucking awesome.
Here
I
we
think
go.
I think that would be
drone strike Mecca.
No. I think that would be fucking awesome. It would be to blow up fucking Mecca.
Yeah. Can I put a Taco Bell in?
Did
fucking
Taco Bell. It needs rebuilt.
It just seems just a little contradictory that it would be like Muslims in the government, being that we're killing them by droves. I mean, like every day.
We're killing their poor the same way we're killing our poor.
Well, this is true.
There's several factions.
I'm not going to disagree with that, but I mean, the fact of the matter is still we are in the Middle East killing Muslims constantly. I mean, and as far as the terrorist attacks that have been subsequent to that, we've lost a lot less people than we've killed. The idea that they are infiltrating our government would be a miracle. That's like my favorite football team, the 49ers, winning the Super Bowl again. That's like never gonna fucking happen.
No, it would have been last year. No,
you gotta do it quietly. That's
with a large amount of casualties, or.
Well, no, all that shit over there, that is just so we can gain. So that is just so we can gain control. Not we as America being the number one country. Woo, you know, not we, but the powers that be. In a sense, that's so they can gain control of the resources over there, and then.
Well, agreed. So I think the religion's kind of out of a moot point at that level.
I don't even think it's about.
Yeah, resources. I don't think it is necessary. I agree with you on that one. I don't think it's necessarily a religious takeover of our government. I think it is personified. You know,
it's an agenda based takeover.
Specific people
over
there
have an agenda.
And certain people over here.
You can see the agenda like playing out.
Agenda 21.
There's a big one.
I gave me a hard on just saying that.
I'd heard that that John Brennan, the director of the CIA, that he's Muslim. That he spent a lot of years working covertly in Middle Eastern countries, and he was actually converted. And there's if you look on the internet, there's a big. I mean, he won't answer it. He won't answer to the press what his religion is. There's documented proof of him, you know, praying and being a Muslim, so who knows?
Yeah, see, I think I've said this once before on here, but a lot of people forget that the Muslim faith is old. And a long time ago, when we were still fucking running on dirt roads with fucking knights and on the round table and all that shit, they were inventing, you know, the math and the fucking numbers that we use every fucking day today.
Inventing. That's what we need. Is
jump in. Yeah, I have a loud voice.
We're gonna adapt that. Yes.
But no. As far as I know, math was invented by the Chinese. But I didn't know we were doing the religious thing. And since we are apparently talking Muslim religion, but if we're gonna talk Muslim, we got to kind of talk like the other religions that have been spawned by the same guy, which is the God of Abraham, right? I mean,
yeah, right.
So
well,
it's the Muslims, the Jews, and the Christian faiths
the
of
Christians
all
were
the
dumb,
Christians
though.
Faith. Well, I'm not going to call anybody dumb, but I do believe historically, it all comes from Abraham, though. Like, I mean, Abraham's God, the guy, he says, you're going to be the father of nations. And then you got like Ishmael and Isaac, and there's the, you know, the Muslim and Jewish division. And then
that's if you
the
believe
Christianity.
In it.
Well, I mean, from a historical aspect, I mean, these people have been proven to have actually existed. Whether or not God was really talking to them is up for debate, I'm sure.
That's where faith comes in.
Yeah, that's what they say. No, but I mean, in my mind, it seems very strange to me that, you know, like the concern over whether, you know, a political party member is going to be Muslim or Jewish. It seems like, again, a moot point when their agenda is so prevalent by their actions and their behaviors. You see things happening that are, you know, clearly anti-Jewish and anti-Muslim and anti-Christian, like according to the precepts of their faith and their doctrines that say that, you know, we should treat each other well. You see, you know, political party members, despite of their religious beliefs, having an overwhelmingly negative idea and a negative agenda.
But in But all governments, it's still, you know, join our military and go kill the enemy, you know. Did you hear about in Burma, all the Muslims being killed by the radical Buddhists? This is the new blow up.
Yeah.
I saw a meme on Facebook and I was like, well, I got to look into this.
I know.
And yeah, the radical Buddhists, they're going to be the new blow up, the new crazy terrorists.
That's incredibly radical.
And they're killing hundreds of people a day. There's like,
dude, if the Buddhists got violent, I could see that being.
Well, no, there's isolated villages in the borders there in that crazy part of Asia that they're not allowed to leave. They're stateless. And they go to these weird, crazy Muslim villages, and they are just, they're below second-class citizens. And I don't know, I looked at it for a couple hours. It was pretty frightening about some of these cities. They have their own communities. And we're talking about, the Muslims that are in these stateless communities. They have no identity. They have no state to go to. And they get picked on by these Buddhists that are in power there.
Nothing you said just now is Buddhist. I don't know if these guys are Buddhist. If they're claiming to be Buddhist, that seems like they're just taking that name and doing this with that, and that seems a bit
like every fucking religion.
Right.
Well, exactly, but that's what's going on with Buddhism in China. I mean, you can tell with the Dalai Lama speaking out a few weeks ago saying that he will not be reincarnated again because he doesn't want the Chinese government to choose the next Dalai Lama. And so, I mean, you can see how any government just use any name.
That's big, wow.
Yeah, if you didn't read that article.
Are you going to do the Batman metaphor? That would be so fucking awesome.
Pardon?
The Batman, if you remember our prior conversations.
Oh, the Batman. The cult of Hermes?
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. No, we'll have to say that.
Hermetic memory, yeah.
Listen awesome. In for our theological show someday. But on topic, though, it's important to know that just governments and religions are not identical, but one is a use for the other. One is a tool, and the other is a farce. And it's important to know which one.
Which is which? That's
and
two
that's
heads
where
the seven headed.
But
dragon.
That's why every phoenix has two heads, and the old Ottoman flag has two heads, and the American Scottish Rite of the Freemasons, the eagle has two heads on it, and you know that's religion and state. And it's the philosophical body that tries to stay in the middle of both of those things because they're not the same thing, but they both beat with the same heart. And so, metaphorically, so when you say, oh, those Muslim bastards, you know, one of our guys is a Muslim in Obama's cabinet, you know, and then he's saying that, you know, the Christians, you know, whatever you said about them earlier, I think, dumb, Jim.
Yeah.
And I think it's not, and nobody's dumb. It's just one is a farce and one's a tool, and it's hard to tell which one's which when you're talking about government religion.
It's the stick and the carrot.
Historically, it was what I was getting is that the Christians really didn't contribute a whole lot as, you know,
to their own belief structure.
To the fucking world. I mean, no. you know,
Christian. Well, see, that's not a fair statement.
Well, it is totally fair. Like, how many Christians like quote Bible stories that they've never fucking read? Like, did you read that fucking book? Did you read the book? I'm not, it says like
the,
way weirder shit than that.
The Jews had a real strong impression on our world, and the same thing with the.
Allegedly.
Arab nations
and stand-up comedy. Where's the sound effects guy?
Yeah,
you know, but that's a great question that I've never really come up with an answer for, and I'm sure like years of university and theological study would probably uncover it.
Oh yeah.
But my point is that why is it that from the Roman Wars of Josephus through the Hitler Wars of modern days, how is it that the world's always hated Jews? I mean,
dude, because like, they never had a place to live.
No, I mean,
it's like the guy on the couch. No, I swear to God, go back there. The slaves of the Babylonians, the slaves of the Egyptians, the slaves of who was it before the Babylonians or in between the Egyptians and Babylonians?
Sumerians were before that.
But they've been passed around like a horrible thing. And then there comes this deity that says, "I will give you a promised land, this place where you will belong." And what he says is, "You got to kill everybody that lives there already." And so that kind of pissed people off. They destroyed 300 years of written history. And I don't hate the Jews, and I don't mean to sound like a fucking anti-Semite, because I'm not. But, I mean, in reality, in a historical aspect, I mean, they did wipe several civilizations from the planet that had written text and written language that we don't have access to today.
Exactly.
So we don't like we have a lost history.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Lots of conquering.
And I don't blame the I don't want to sound like I blame the Jews. I do blame whoever the dude that was in the burning bush. Like it was like, listen, you guys. It's like come. It sounds like a pimp to me. He comes and picks like the person that has been picked on throughout history, and he tells them that you're the one. You're my only one. And I'm going to be there for you, and it's you and me against the fucking world.
The thing about talking about Jews,
baby. Okay.
That's a good way of putting it. I mean, I don't know anything about Jews.
Much like the Spaniards went down through
I hate how anti-Semitic I sound, so I'm just going to shut up. I'm sorry.
You can say that about any civilization.
But like the Spaniards went through South America.
Yeah, and did the exact same
wiped
thing.
Wiped out and, that a bunch that, of cultures and civilizations down there.
That's an exact perfect reference, yeah. I mean, it's not a good thing to fucking do for anybody.
Or the Romans, you know, went through lots of places.
Or the Nazis did to the Jews. I mean, again, the Nazis tried to eradicate the Jews. It's a bunch of people making the same bad decision.
My contention is that, like, why does this keep happening to them? Like why?
Yeah, that is a good question.
Like, why would you sign up to be like the guy who's getting his ass kicked in the room on the one side, and on the other side, why hasn't that war been finished? Like, why can't you kick their ass? It's been 2,000 years.
Exactly.
It's been
5,000 years.
Something crazy. Like, how is it that everybody hates these guys?
It's the Ishmael and
Isaac
thing.
They're still kicking.
I mean, it really is.
A
lot of the answer to that question is that it has been 2,000 years and it's been passed on religiously. I mean, it has been deviled into your upbringing. I mean, I didn't grow up in a Jewish house. I don't know anything about Judaism. I'm just trying to look at this from somebody who is raising their kids fucking to hate fucking blacks in a sense. I mean, it would be
a trailer court.
It would be leave my mom out of it.
Hey, there he is. There's the sound effects guy anymore. Johnny Carson.
God, he shows up late every time. No, but it was their fucking story. Wherever it started from. It was taught to them from a young age, and it was just drilled into them, and then it gets passed on and passed on and passed on, and
well, that's kind of what I was saying.
You know,
about the
like
Christians
any religion,
not,
exactly.
Well, like no, you
when
hear
I was born, I was
about,
born a Christian.
But you can ask a Christian like a lot of Bible stories, and they'll be like, "Yeah, I know Job's wife was turned into a pillar of salt," and like all these stories. But then you, like, ask them if they've ever actually read it, or be like, do you remember the part where, like, Job's daughters supposedly get him drunk and seduce him? Or, like, fucking, like, okay, there was a war in heaven and God cast out Lucifer. Like, that's not in the fucking Bible. Like, there's, like, three verses in the entire book of the Bible in all translations other than the, like, the lost books of the Bible or whatever.
Yeah,
that say anything about, like, in the published, you know, fucking Italian, Latin, and fucking Roman Bibles or whatever, there's three fucking verses. It says that he was cast out and there was a war, and then they just kind of move on, like, conveniently. Like, that's my... I want to hear that story. Why don't I get to hear that story?
One thing is that we will never read the fucking Bible as it was originally written. Because what was it? Like, in 476 AD?
Well, how long did it take them to write the Bible?
It was in several different languages.
It was in several different languages written by
people.
Several different
40-something authors?
It was 476 AD that Bishop of Constantinople.
Istanbul, or no. Constantine.
It was Constantine's parents, and the city was called Constantinople.
Yeah, but he gathered up all the fucking bishops, and they all sat down, and they took all the fucking stories from all their fucking lands, and they said, all right, this is going to be the fucking book. Mm-hmm. And that's the book we've been reading for the last fucking 1,500 years.
Well, exactly. And you
should say something on this, I think.
Yeah, because that's really an untrue, super nice way of putting it.
All right. I'm interested to hear. Go ahead.
Right. The way I know that story is that the emperors of the time of Jesus, all the way up into the fall of the Roman Empire, the story goes is that they were doing something Josephus called the Jew Wars, where they were basically going from town to town, smashing up Jewish villages. And in that time, the Romans captured the Torah, the great golden scroll, and they created a new museum to Jewish culture where they smashed the Temple of Solomon and built a museum there, and they put all of the relics in there except for the Torah. They kept that for exactly, I think, 150 years until they had entirely translated it and then appended it and used every prophecy in the scroll to create a new false character that could go around and complete every one of those prophecies in a...
Are you sure we can't get into Hermetic memory?
Okay, okay, okay. No, no, I now like that, where this now is that was what those events happened around the birth of Christ, in a sense, you know what I mean, around that time, right? Is that what we're...
Well,
is that where we're at?
No, we're
before
we're,
it, or
we're at the two generations like past
it,
that.
Yeah, I think it takes like 100 years.
Yeah, it's 100. It's a good 150 years. It's a good three generations, and I guess my contention is
past the,
is that
the
there
time
is no benevolent force. There is a zero benevolent force going on in not only the creation of what is now known as the Holy Bible, which is basically the Jewish Torah. Entirely appended with a whole bunch of scribbles by a emperor,
and also
of Rome.
The Quran, and also the Quran.
Well, the
like
Quran
the first
is
five
is
books of the Quran or whatever. The Torah and the Quran start in the same as the same book,
right? Because that's how you do it. Like another 400 years later, they're all like, "Oh man, you know, I have this great idea. We're gonna just steal like part of the Torah that makes sense,
just like the Book of Mormon,
and then and then scribble a whole bunch of crazy shit after that, and then we'll go see if we can sell it." And this is something I've been studying.
It sounds like hotcakes. It's crazy.
Great idea.
Let's fast forward that all the way up to right now. Okay,
marketing
let's talk about
genius.
Some current events again. Let's talk about the Watchtower Group, Jehovah's Witnesses.
Okay.
And that
my buddies
right now is blowing up overseas. In Mexico and in Mexico City, the people who are winning that drug war are the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses right now. They're down there fighting the drug wars on behalf of like religion and God and shit. And they're
and
kicking
shit.
Ass.
Indeed.
They're kicking ass right now. And it's
good
very
story.
Interesting. At what point do we say religion is such a bad thing until we see them like kicking the shit out of drug dealers all over Mexico and making the world a better place?
Now, wait a minute. Now, is a drug dealer really that bad?
Very good, drug dealer.
He's just a man providing a service.
But it's a cartel of drug dealers that behead politicians.
We're talking narco-terrorists.
Yeah, narco-terrorism. Thank you.
Don't start defending those fucking bastards.
We're talking narco-terrorists.
Somebody has to.
Like, dude, like the devil's advocate is only one position.
No, like, we all have to agree on something, and the godless fucking narco-terrorists are the ones that are the real bad guys in the world.
Well,
can I,
because
you know, I really
fueled
fucking
by fucking money.
The Holy Spirit
has
just come
that.
Upon me.
You're fueled by money. So.
But no, incentivism then would be like the devil.
Where am I going to get my Mexican like. Super meth if they shut down, though?
No,
dude, you're not. Make it yourself. I thought you were crafty.
Yeah, I thought you
Jesus,
were like
a
fucking a industrious, real.
I gave you a
person.
Gift card to a fucking hobby little
no
lobby.
Shit.
Got a good
no,
recipe.
But no, for a moment,
all I
mean,
need man, a place man, to cook.
Forever, he would wonder what kind of strange fun men in red woolen shirts were having in bathrooms. No, but seriously, as far as. Shit, I totally lost my train of thought.
We're talking about fucking bad guys and what the real problem with the world is.
No, incentivism is the real fucking problem with the world. And that's what you're saying. It's like you can't say drug dealers, you say narco-terrorists. But what it really boils down to, the narco-terrorists are just as bad as the CEOs of fucking, you know, Monsanto and horrible
right.
corporations.
And the CIA.
And what it comes down to is it boils down to the bottom line. The bottom line is if I'm not making a profit, then I'm not fucking doing it right. And you were raised in a culture where they teach you if you're not making a profit, then you're not a beneficial, constructive member of the society.
Exactly.
So they what that trains you to do is be a criminal, to be a narco-terrorist, to be a CEO. I need to make as much money as possible and save my bottom line. So if I'm an insurance provider and I provide healthcare insurance, the less coverage I provide for my clientele, the higher my fucking
for the highest
black,
price.
Yeah, then I'm in the black or whatever. I'm making fucking money. So if you have cancer and you don't fill out your paperwork right, then you're a fucking idiot and I keep your fucking money and you die of cancer and I'm in the black. So you're paying me to kill you. That's incentivism, and almost every sense of the word will pay people to not do their job. If you have a fucking job and they're giving you money, you won't. They're paying me to not do my fucking job. You give me money and I'll figure out how to do my job the shortest and simplest way I fucking physically can.
I don't think people are that evil, dude.
Dude, everybody, no, everybody's fucking lazy. Oh, and what? When you apply an incentive to it, it's a fucking carrot and a stick. If you have the carrot to chase, you will find the way to get to the carrot the fastest.
No, I don't believe a fucking word of that.
Dude, if you already have a bunch of carrots and you like want to make a soup out of them, then you're gonna go find onions and shit to put in your soup, and you're Walmart's gonna like do.
We worship capitalism, and that teaches us that is good.
Love it when I make Sean talk.
Walmart's the perfect fucking example of that shit. All right, you got this guy who
capitalism is incentivism.
He preyed on the single housewives of fucking
Valium, Prince Valium.
That their husbands weren't able to make enough fucking money to make ends meet. So the single fucking, or not the single housewives, but the housewives of these fucking farmers and shit had to go out and get a fucking job. And so he gave them a minimum wage, easy fucking job to fucking do, and got them all fucking excited about it. And then one store grew into two, and then two grew into four. All right. And then you got fucking Wally's World here, who's... All right, you got these motherfuckers.
Doing the same thing. Everybody been away.
Number one, I am Walmart free since 2003. I will fucking commend to that till the day I fucking die.
Everything I'm wearing is from Walmart. Except for this shirt. I despise this fucking place more than anything else I got in the fucking world.
All right. The fucking goddamn factories they got over in fucking China are beyond anything. Down in fucking Central America,
I feel like you're arguing my point, man.
I mean, they're
paying people to not do their jobs. They're paying other people nothing.
I think
the work because it's cheaper.
The real crime here is making people have jobs, man. That's what you don't get. Yes. Like jobbing people and jobbing in and of yourself is a fucking mental condition. All right, you've been bred and you have this mass delusion that jobbing is a thing, and it's not. You're a fucking slave. And having a job and getting a job and all of that is ridiculous.
If you do it long enough, then you'll get what you want.
No, it's
exactly false. No, you'll have a nice little retirement at the end of it.
It's a religion in and of itself.
My parents swept up in that shit.
Capitalism, incentivism is a religion. That is,
and it is the most
profound religion.
But the religion is called jobbing.
Here's a great example.
An atheist can have it too.
Yeah, no. Here's a great point on that. My fucking parents, right? My mother is not college educated. My stepdad is not college educated. They've been working their asses off, doing stupid fucking jobs their entire fucking lives until eventually they worked their way up. You know, they found a good fucking company to work for, and they worked their way up, and now they're making decent money.
American dream.
Oh yeah,
how old are they? Now they're making decent money.
Rich dad, poor dad. I get it. If you work for somebody else, you're never going to make 48 enough money. Really, and
52. Oh,
so they're my age, really.
But so they just started making good money. When do they get to retire?
My mom in about six and a half years, and my dad in about 10 and a half years. Oh, I mean, you know, they put the max in there. My mom's kind of a nut, though. I mean, she's been planning out. She plans out years in advance. Like, she'll sit there in the morning drinking coffee and smoking fucking
cigarettes.
I would say
your parents are the exception to the rule because most people don't live
in that. A small exception to it, but they're still trapped in that fucking mindset where you have to get a job with a good fucking company, work for 30 fucking years, and retire with them. And it's like, no, you don't. You can go out there and rob the fucking dumb motherfuckers that will just hand you money for stupid fucking shit.
And that's easier said than done.
Well, I would say that you're the devil, sir.
Yeah, making a plan out of taking advantage of other people just seems
kind
of
evil.
Seems like a real, yeah. Really,
McDonald's does it every day.
That's
what we're actually talking about is how
weird.
Fucking terrible of an idea that is.
They've been doing that since the Roman Catholics were putting people on fucking beds and stretching them in half.
Right.
If you're not listening to the show, you're missing out on some serious fucking enlightenment.
No one's safe. I mean, really, here.
Rubbing my temples.
So, what to do to change all of this, I would say, is there's a lot of steps I would say to take. Everybody says, oh, write your congressman, email your senator, and tell people about it, and, you know, make a voice and protest and shit. But number one, you go to protest somewhere, you might get shot.
Nate would know.
You're
going to
get tear gas.
What is
for
the
sure.
Conference of States, Committee of States, the
Convention?
The Convention of States, the only way we can change the
Constitutional Convention.
The Constitution has only been changed by the federal government. It's never been changed by the states before. But we have the opportunity. There's actually, I think Montana hasn't joined yet, but there's we're broaching the limit to where we can actually make a constitution.
I have confidence in the American people.
God bless you.
God bless you.
See, one and all.
This is where the federal government wins when it comes to the states, is that the governor of a state, the senators, everybody, and especially the governor is what you have to pay attention here, is they're on federal payroll. Even though the governor is a state-appointed fucking position and it should come out of state payroll, all these jobs are fucking paid for under federal money. So, I mean, how are we going to... All these politicians are paid for by the people that they're
so
supposed to
come
and correct. So
if they vote against their boss, they lose their fucking jobs.
Right. Exactly. It doesn't make any sense.
You see how it's rigged against us? It's for us, but it's rigged against us.
The fear of losing your job is almost... I bet you it's the same fear that people had of losing their religion.
So what do we do, right? We quit our jobs.
What if everyone just stopped paying?
What if you were excommunicated?
What if everybody quit
jobbing?
Their jobs?
If you're making $120,000 a year, are you going to quit that shit? Eric? I mean,
stop
you got,
paying your taxes.
You got 6 weeks.
Stop
paid
funding
vacation.
This government.
You got 415 and
4. Stop funding this madness. It's nonsense. If we keep giving this stupid government that nobody likes our money,
if you work at a bank,
quit. They're going to keep getting bigger and bigger against us. Like they're doing. They're building a bigger prison system, a bigger police state, militarization everywhere.
They're
checkpoints
also
and codes.
I did
policy
see,
enforcement.
Would anybody agree with me that they're picking a fight with us? They kill people all the time.
Oh,
so,
no shit.
So Martin Luther King, not Martin Luther himself, but Martin Luther King, Gandhi, these people would agree that the only way to avoid this fight is to not fight back.
Is it just sit and cower and just
No, absolutely not. Hold on.
That's what Gandhi did.
I got something.
That's what Martin Luther King did.
So
Martin Luther King. We can get back to all this. The answers are coming after the break. If you don't want to listen after the break, you're going to miss out.
We're not home. We will call you back. Leave your name and a message after the. Hello. You know.
you believe. People in control wanna take what you need, man. Wanna make you bleed with the edge of the sword. So stand up, we ain't taking no more. Yo, my flow gets ill, you might get nauseous. You can take off the mask, baby, don't have caution. Lil Wayne wannabes, I'm sick of your nonsense. Quit lying by your shit and try to switch up the content. This ain't copy and paste, this is cotton your veins. Through the hours of achieving when relieving your pain, man. Threw you in the wasteman, rap is just a wasting. Whatever happened to rapping in your basement? This generation raised on nothing real, cause the drugs and the money got mass appeal. So they drown in their liquor and they pop another pill. And you stupid motherfuckers say marijuana kills for real. You ignore your intelligence, only taking in what these motherfuckers telling us. Only wanna buy what the record label's selling us. Land of the free, home of the brave. What the fuck?
Standing on your two knees, baby. What do you need?
So what you need, what you need, what you need, huh?
Stand up on your two feet, baby. That's how it's got to be.
They listen to your words, follow what you say, but you're blind, leading blurry eyes, try and show them through to pay. I hope they realize before they're too deep and it's too late, cause the drug game shows no mercy to those with a weak brain. It's hard to refrain, it becomes a daily routine when your daily routine is influenced by the mainstream. Your visions become clouded, you'll be drowned at the scene. Know what I needed, it's a bunch of booze and codeine, so don't take your last lane as an adolescent. Life is not something young and should lose as a lesson. I have done a lot, this is one of many confessions. Watch too many fall, trying to get too high in this session, so count your blessings and thank God for what you got. Stay lakeside cool while the mainstream stay hot. Life ain't a party, it's an intelligent plot. So don't end your story getting shot up on the block.
Standing on your two knees, baby. Tell me what do you need?
What you need, what you need, what you need, huh?
Stand up on your two feet, baby.
Girl, get off your knees. You don't need to hit the floor every time I play a save. Please, and the haters can't hate. I know all of them will disagree. They can diss on me, but that's just how it's gotta be. I keep it low key, like there's a kilo in the keepsake. I only hit the dro, the rest to me is just a waste. Weed never lace, you know it's always the high grade. Leaping towards my goal, call me D-Way. Yeah, that ain't getting paid, not yet anyway. I'm just doing what I love, not doing it for the pay. All I gotta say is I'ma stand up for me, my group, my friends, and my family. In today's society, it's all self-centered assholes asking for some help and they act like it's a hassle. I fill up your plate in hungry times, but when worse comes to worse, I ask you to do the same for mine.
Standing on your two knees, baby. Tell me, what do you need? Oh, stand up on your two feet, baby. That's how it's got to be.
That's just how it's gotta be, y'all.
I can't just sit here and do nothing. I guess according to these steps, I have to do this. Right, right? For me?
Thank you. With you, we are in this together.
Intel scanner coming back hot.
No,
Tuesday night.
Magic's all smoking fucking mirrors, man.
Going freestyle tonight.
No,
a lot of things going on.
Fuck that shit.
A lot of topics, a lot of ups, a lot of downs.
Due to this new shit,
everybody's
man.
Hyped up.
I'm got a hard on. And if
that's
you don't
good,
have yep. a fucking hard on, you should have a hard on because I am a sexy looking motherfucker.
Actually, I do. I can't let it rest.
It's an $85 shirt, motherfucker.
So Gandhi's method of nonviolence and his ability to choose a path of, so to speak, not choosing, as Pharaoh and I were discussing earlier. I heard you say that he was a coward.
I don't think I said those exact words, but if he would have
been... Oh, yeah, talk some shit about Gandhi. Bring it.
If he would have been able to get his hands on firearms, it would have been a whole different story.
Right, but no. Do you believe that Gandhi would have wanted firearms? I mean, to prove the point, my argument, the way that we started, in case you weren't here before the break, was we were talking about the increasing police state, the militarization of the police, and the idea that they might be picking a fight with us. You see them killing civilians, choking them out, tasing them in the fucking head.
No doubt in my mind.
Shooting fucking grenades into cribs. I mean, they're pushing every known limit of what a human being could tolerate, which the only natural reaction, the only predictable reaction, is if you're picking a fight with somebody, they fight back and you have a war. Somebody instigates the war and somebody retaliates, all right, and then you have a war. In my mind, Gandhi and Martin Luther King were the only two people that the two that come to mind most prevalently. Malcolm X said, shoot those motherfuckers. I mean, double Muslims.
One
you
thing,
don't fuck with the double Muslims.
One thing to God say to kind of fucking support your sure, your man. Shit, all right?
No.
Malcolm X did say...
I had to throw that one out there once.
Malcolm X did say that fucking... All right, if you're gonna resist against the fucking man and shit,
do it passively. Yeah,
do it passively. Once you become a violent person, because
all
they
of his followers were black, and he knew that they would get killed.
They know how to deal with a violent motherfucker. It doesn't matter once you become a violent motherfucker. It doesn't matter your race. Look at what happened in Montana. Two people killed by cops within 24 hours in the same
on
town.
On
New Year's Eve in Missoula, two people killed by cops.
I watched a plainclothes officer that very night. Bashing a kid's head off of the fucking curb down on Montana Avenue, right across from the rail yard.
Once you become fucking violent, they know how to handle you.
And that is my point. When they provoke the violence, when you see them,
they will too.
They've already thrown the first punch.
Right.
If you don't fight back, then they have no fight.
Let's put this in a little bit of historical context, right? Because what's going on here is Gandhi started his first protest in South Africa in 1934.
I love
it. Right?
That.
And as Gandhi went back to India and began his protests, was precisely the same time that Hitler was slaughtering people by the gazoodle. All right? And my contention is that it was a really arguable point during Gandhi's day that if he tried them shenanigans in front of Hitler, and a lot of people did, a lot of the Jews and everybody was claiming Gandhi when Hitler came through town, and there was a 0% mercy on them. And Hitler just never got to Gandhi's house, but everybody who took Gandhi's name up in the era of Gandhi during World War II was mercilessly slaughtered in their shoes right when they said it.
I've never heard that point. That's a good because I will admit, you know, that shit did happen at the same time.
I don't doubt that one.
So
bit.
I just gotta ask. No, that, then that, is the argument that's then, the that if you were
if you're
the history goes to the winners. You have to outnumber them as a protester 1 billion to 1.
A billion?
So, yeah. Since there's 3 billion people in India, right? And there was less than 300,000 Englishmen. And the Englishmen that they were rising up against in India were so wildly outnumbered.
Equals 10 men.
Yeah, but they were that outnumbered. It was way bad. And everybody, all the English occupiers of India backed down real slow and didn't want any problems and never...
Well, they didn't want to make a scene.
Well, my contention is that Gandhi's method needs a lot of context, because if you're just... It's you and a cop and you go all Gandhi on him, he's just going to put you down.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
I do understand.
Well, you're going to give up your fucking rights.
Gandhi was never alone with the cops, okay? The time he got arrested and thrown in prison for a lot of years.
Yeah. Well,
and that has to be, like, if you're going to choose that kind of nonviolent protest or whatever, you got to be willing to succumb to the idea of the system. Like, I mean, you can't nonviolently protest and not get arrested, because, I mean, exactly. In order to not get arrested, you're going to have to use violence to defend yourself and get away from them imprisoning you.
I want
to
say violence.
So if you're going to nonviolently protest and it's against the nature of the paradigm of the structure you're fighting against, then you're going to get imprisoned. I mean, you're going to get imprisoned Count of Monte Cristo style. Like, it's all your belief structure will be put to the test, which is, I think, what we were going to talk about next is, do you believe or do you not believe in magic? Or in other things.
In magic.
Are we wrapping this thing up, though?
All right, no.
I was wrapping the one that will never end.
You can't be a passive protester. You have to be a knowledgeable protester. You have to know what your fucking rights, what your rights are when it comes to this shit.
Because if the government told you you fucking didn't have any rights, then is that what you were going to believe?
Yeah, I mean, because
the minute
they say I don't have any rights, then they become a corrupt government. And not only is it my fucking duty, it's my fucking obligation to remove them from fucking power.
Thinking you got rights is a lot like thinking you need a job, I think.
No. That's
jobbing people.
If when it comes down to the fucking black and white, that's what our country is fucking founded on, is the
fucking
fact...
country. You're a person. You're not a country or a place or a thing. You know what I mean?
I'm an American.
You're a human.
You're an earthling.
We're the model for the fucking earth.
If that's the way that works, then couldn't you choose, like,
if you want to move to a fucking Mexico,
if I could have chose, I would have been like, don't have me as a child. Like, I don't want to exist.
All right, so where do we get our rights from, then?
You don't have rights.
I just want to know who believes in magic and who doesn't believe.
We got to have societal rights.
I say so.
Yeah, societal rights is something different, but human rights isn't. Human rights is universal. It's what people always talk about. As a human you have the right to basic. Breathe.
You have a right to breathe.
Do you have the right to have a place to
live? You have a right to drink water.
No! That's insane!
Do you have the right to have a place to live?
Slavery is more widespread today
than
ever.
You don't have to have a right to a place to live. You have a right to build your own place to live, but you don't have to have a right to have a place to live given to you. You know, I mean, there's a fucking difference there, you know. But, no, what I'm saying is that there are fundamental rights of a human being
inalienable?
Living in a society amongst other human beings.
amongst having slaves.
And we really fucking tried to apply those fucking rights.
They really had slaves when they wrote that.
Yeah, most of them. They really did.
And that means they're fucking assholes.
Hypocrites. Well, yeah, they are fucking assholes. But what you do is you take the fucking race thing out of it, and you take the different.
You can't say that this fucking asshole had something good to say.
Thing out of it. They owned people.
All right,
like
all right,
any
all right.
people that here, own other people.
So let's just say if they weren't aristocratic slave owners.
Yeah, well, no. Every word that they wrote was written for a black man rather than a white man, it would mean the same thing according to them as it would to fucking us.
But that's
right?
what it was supposed to mean according to us.
Everyone that works at Walmart is a slave owned by Walmart.
Yeah. Exactly.
Every single person. I feel the same way about everybody who says I'm American.
Have you been to a community college or a technical high school? Technical high schools where dreams go to get narrowed down.
How much would it suck if you said I'm a Czechoslovakian? Dude, yeah, you got
to
be real proud
I'm a
of
member
that.
Of the Czech Republic. Those Slav motherfuckers can go
Czech
to hell.
Republic or Slav.
I was born in Czechoslovakia.
Well, what if everybody was just like we were people?
We have a slightly different government than
nations just don't
native.
Exist anymore. It's just a made-up thing. Like we were talking about
wall,
a tool
guys.
And a
we
farce.
Totally hit the wall.
Okay, nations and governments are a farce. It's a made-up thing in your head. And it's not real.
And it makes you
it's
give them
not
your things.
Real.
I just fundamentally disagree.
God, his voice is like rich butter.
Rich butter. So, the prison system is certainly real. The probation
and it makes
officer
a lot of
that
money.
Most people have to talk to
can,
every
yeah,
once a week is very
lives,
real.
So
and we talk
all
about
of the police
prison.
Killing people is extremely real. All of this stuff is very real. Absolutely.
Right, but
and the ideas that we have to deal with it are not very real, or not very practical, at least.
Not very practical.
Nobody here, including myself, has tossed out one reasonable, logical argument for how to deal with them, except for maybe Nate, which Nate is like, kill them, which is like, they have more fucking guns than we do, so we're kind of fucked.
I'm starting to soften up on
I got
I'm
guns,
saying,
Mom.
On my policies.
I'm saying they got way more guns and like better
no,
guns.
I got,
than they
got lots
like,
of guns.
Dude, oh, no, it's still, like, if each one of us had all the guns,
I got
it doesn't
fucking
matter.
Rocket launchers.
If we go to war with them, we're gonna fucking lose. That's
no way.
Dude.
I'm not gonna lose.
No way.
But anyway, is it that, dude, we're the, dude, I could shoot a womp rat from
the point is to capitulate for terms, dude. It's to surrender on
can I get
on
some rage
moral
the
grounds.
Machine or what's up?
Yes.
That's my contention.
Noise.
My contention is if
noise.
You start actually fighting the paradigms that allow for these people to have the reins over us, if the next generation grows up with even 1% of a question of like how the fuck this has worked this long. You know what I mean? And I know that you believe that this tool is a useful fucking tool, but I gotta disagree. I gotta say that until we find a way of motivating people that is beyond that, then people are never gonna make a truly large evolution or step forward that we need.
Facebook.
Governments existed before jobs, dude.
Thank you.
Like I'm not gonna say that the jobbing and governmenting are the same thing at all.
No, but I mean back then the jobs like fell to the people that did them.
Well, no,
no,
you, no
craftsmen.
You sold,
shit,
no,
that's
like, I need food. I went and killed the thing.
You
I
didn't
ate
have
it.
To have money. I mean, it was a barter system. It was like, I'll trade you
barter
fucking
still
radishes
invented,
for your fucking
still incentivism.
Lettuce. We'll
so, which is worth more, radishes or lettuces? Then you need a fucking credit system. No, when you realize that everybody needs both radishes
when people get
and lettuce.
I don't think any of us can really fully comprehend mentally what feudalism was really like.
Dude,
I mean, dude, I
know that some of us want to because
I mean, there was people
you,
that were born on
you
farms.
You see the guy
and their
ahead
children
of you
worked
in
on
line.
The farms, and their parents worked on farms, and it was generational.
Oh yeah,
like, you didn't get to like pick a job. You couldn't be like.
I'm pretty sure
they
were fucking
the,
their sisters,
you,
though.
You fucking plowed the fields, and that's what you did until you were fucking killed over at 35, 40 years old.
Or unless there was enough of your family to where you could crack the skulls of all the people that were above you and then just start breeding in their place.
You just beat it to death.
Yeah.
Yes. How you do that. Or.
And then suddenly you're in charge.
Or
and
there
shit.
Is. Exactly. There is always violent revolt. Yes. But at that point, there's not taking
the
votes. There's not saying, hey, bud, you know.
But I say unto you that we're stuck in the same vicious cycle then. I mean, the violent revolt becomes the bourgeoisie, becomes the fucking upper echelon.
So stop
fucking,
revolting.
Yes, Max.
No. So just take your fucking place in line and eat your fucking bread.
But I want what you have.
Just
yes,
protest
Mr. Stalin.
For better bread.
I want what you have. I don't want
better
to have to
bread.
Work
they
for
crack
it.
Your skulls when you protest.
Ooh, I'm terribly sorry.
The guys were sitting down protesting, and they're getting maced in the face. It would give you better pepper spray.
This is gourmet pepper from the Himalayas, bitch. Suck on that.
We spent more money on our pepper spray than it would cost to give you the bread, but we want you to know how committed to fuck you we are.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
No vaccine.
Can you pass the whiskey again?
You want to hear how ridiculous
work for my drinks.
The Empire is? I was listening to the Big J show the other day, and they're talking about that downtown here, they have 77 people that they have known that are like the worst of the worst drunks and the homeless downtown. 77 of them. They have their names. They have a little file on. They know who these 77 people are. You know how much money was spent on these 77 people in 2014? Take a guess. I mean, this is according to Big J Show.
$853,000.
A lot more.
Oh, fuck.
Wow. 77 people now.
Oh,
okay.
Now, how are these figures being? Is this police time?
This is police time, paramedic time, jail time.
Well, we should quit paying the cops for that.
Which are all wildly overpriced in the first place. Okay. So what's their super inflated number based on
just over 8 million.
They can't
What the fuck?
Okay, hold on. For 77 people in downtown Billings.
That was a sound effect moment if I ever heard one.
So that works out to over 100,000 a person. Just to deal with the homeless people in downtown Billings. And that is really the ridiculousness of the empire we live in.
That's the definition of a symptom of a systemic problem.
Jesus Christ, I will kill that motherfucker. Give the money to me.
These idiots are worth six figures, over six figures apiece.
But we'll pay for that shit, right?
I will kill the motherfucker, give me a tenth. All right,
so a dude gets caught.
But we won't give him 20 grand to just go kill themselves. I mean.
No, a guy has been an upstanding member of the community. When you find out that he's been selling cocaine for like 15 years or whatever, right?
For something?
No, everybody loves him. I know, so he's not a bad person though because he made fucking money.
Well, of course not.
Or and I hate to bring it up, but Richard Ramirez, because you're unwanted, undesirable, or even
If he had come from a lawyer's family, it would be a horrible tragedy.
The deal is you can horrible die tragedy. According to incentivism and the current paradigm that we are functioning underneath. We are allowed to die if the system deems us not valuable enough to the equation.
Has that ever been not the case, my contention.
And I agree with you that it has always been the case. And how many fucking times do we got to do the same thing wrong before we admit that it's wrong and do it better? Especially when we are at an unprecedented moment of prosperity, no matter how much we lie to ourselves about our economy and made up fucking imaginary things like numbers and fucking barrels of fucking fuel, we have the technology and the ability and the fucking manpower right now to solve almost all of the global problems.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
A new world order.
Yeah.
That's what's coming.
Goddamn right.
You're damn right.
No, you are. No, and this is where our ideas... We have like a helix-style idea structure, Eric and I, that it varies very far away from its center a lot of times.
But I have a bunch of stuff for this. What about a new world order, a government... set up on wisdom and justice and mercy.
I want to go back to a class system.
Say that.
You know, what about...
We're going to get DOS on her forehead, motherfucker.
Sure.
Dude, if my third eye is open. You got to earn your fucking dot, bro.
Of honor and mercy.
Getting notified by the production team.
What about having a media that promotes peace of mind amongst its people?
Just fade out on Pharaoh's list.
That will be on the third segment of Intel Scanner.
No, I think
and here we go.
Just keep...
And now I'm
track. If you're out in the rain or if you're doubling back, relentless search to find what I need. No stones unturned, no unfollowed lead. I've covered each and every possible route. I've looked inside and justified all of my doubts. Connect with my target, for now I'm done searching. Relentless search to find what I need. No stones unturned, no unfollowed lead. I've covered each and every possible route. I've looked inside and justified all of my doubts. Relentless search to find what I need. No stones unturned, no unfollowed lead. I've covered each and every possible route. I've looked inside and justified all of my doubts.
Disappointed.
Tell Scatter rolling hot, I think.
Absolutely. And if you're just tuning in, this is the Intel Scanner. We've got a couple of special guests tonight. Hunter.
I'm special.
And E-Rock.
Good evening.
As well as Jay Grande. And N-Word. And the professor, as always, running the technical aspect.
Motherfucking F-bomb.
And myself. If you'd like to call in, that number is 406-545-4496. Option one.
Did you just make the professor speak?
Option one.
If you made the professor speak, we got to take a shot.
I'll indulge with you.
The new fucking rule. That's just how it's going
to
work.
Well, let me just start it right here.
Every time Fox News reports something that is fear-mongering, we must drink.
And my kidneys died.
My liver quivered when you said that.
My colon is swollen.
Ooh. Colon rolling, that's when you shove ecstasy up your ass. We're getting off topic.
Topic?
Topic. Leave my topical journals out of this.
Where we're going.
If you rub cocaine on your gums, it has a topical effect.
You know, I think we get off point a lot of times, and this conversation gets derailed a lot of times, possibly by my own For the Empire conversations. But there is really a bottom-up transformation, you know, that could happen, and shows like this really do
help. Say grassroots, I will headbutt you.
I didn't say that. Did I say?
Bottom-up.
Oh, yeah, I didn't.
Boston Tea Party was a bottom-up.
And my contention is that there's just still things you can do. And there's just still ways to beat the system, and it doesn't have to hurt people, and you don't have to kill people, and you don't have to go all Gandhi on the whole thing.
I do want
to
get a gay amen on that.
When you look to the systems that survive and transcend, you look at the royal houses of England who never made it to be kings, but their great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren are still uber-wealthy and lords of somewhere, and they're fine. And,
oh, yeah, sure, they're fine.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Have you ever read Ecclesiastes?
And my point is that in America, you were given the opportunity to build that empire again on your own from the ground up. And right. You were allowed to start building
that sounds
powers.
Like a big
Are we allowed
joke.
To? I got Are one, we given the opportunity?
I got
Ooh,
one
thank
question.
You. Thank you very much.
I got one question for you just because I think you know the fucking answer to it. But how long exactly did the Roman Empire last?
500 BC, 580. Ish. Thousand. It's major ish, but you go with the thousands and even
a thousand years.
You go the grand year.
And so we're at what, like 200 and fucking 25 years?
I think we're almost 230
years.
America.
Oh, you guys suck. All right, where is it?
Yeah, 230, somewhere in there.
Where is it?
I mean, 1776 to
235, whatever.
2015, that's 231 years or whatever.
1776.
Yeah.
To 200, to
2000. So 1976 is 200. We have 220, so whatever 224 plus 15 is.
Oh, God, where's the sound effects for the math?
It's like 236.
Yeah, Jeopardy.
Like,
that nailed it. Nailed it.
We're clearly not mathematicians.
300 years would make it 2076, so it's fucking...
Yeah, less than 236, you guys. Anyway, so...
So we're a quarter of the way through what the Romans did. And, all right, so you look at what was going on in the world in 1776 and what's going on in the world now, what have we contributed to the world since? And our...
Dude, like, I don't want to, like, go on forever about the
globally
awesome,
public
about
beheadings.
The awesome shit well, that's like happened major in the things. Last 250 years.
I mean, you know, internet.
We have,
the
like,
Industrial
large,
Revolution.
Yeah. Large Hadron Colliders, cars,
yeah, you know, yeah.
Spaceships,
paved roads, schools,
rovers on Mars. You know, I mean, you know, yeah, that kind of
physics. What's the point of the Hadron Collider?
And so, I
the
mean,
Large Hadron Collider
opening
was
a portal to hell.
It was a
physics.
Is what oh. Is what we're doing as a general
professor
scope
spoke
on
again.
Shit?
Everyone do a
there,
shot.
They were. Oh, I just did one. I will pass it though.
I mean, is what we're doing as a general scope on shit? I mean, on how people, if they're so granted the right fucking scholarships and shit, they can go to a fucking school where they can expand on their fucking ideas and shit. I mean, granted, it's fucking biased, and there's fucking there's fucking faults in the whole fucking thing and shit. All right,
the plan was to uplift humanity, bring the unwashed masses to a higher level of education and enlightenment.
I fucking love these phrases.
Hey, you like that? Well, then you'll love this. So they've done that. We are the most educated, unwashed masses that have ever existed in history.
In Finland.
We're not the smartest. We're not the smartest, but we're now innovated as fuck.
We're in a point where the rulers, the powers that be, whoever the hell they are, are not really good people. They've degenerated into
Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah.
That was exactly what I was thinking.
Only worse. Scrooge ain't even that bad, man. He loved his nephews. He did all right stuff.
Three,
you know,
people. The Koch brothers love their cocks.
Yeah, so anyway, so these people in control now are not having a good, you know, outcome of what they want to do. They don't give, they're going to screw the screw down on everybody as much as they can to get what they can. Not very nice people. They want to just ruin the earth, kill everybody, and upload their consciousness into computers,
into
and,
computers and
fly off into space.
They're going to be Cylons and just fly away with
what
their
they
fucking
think.
Big red
that is
shoes.
That is what they think is going to happen.
That's what they think. The transhuman agenda is what the basic thing of the end game of these guys are.
But you can see the agenda playing out in our loss of liberties and our ability to be a human fucking being.
These people are not stupid. They're smart. I mean, they do everything. There's a multi-layered plan. I mean, the stuff's so complex. They're controlling everyone through
the American dream.
But we kind of distilled
through
it earlier.
Economics, through military takeovers, through scientific breakthroughs, through the education system, through
Operation Paperclip,
all of the social
fear mongering and propaganda,
welfare system, through the
American sniper,
the pharmaceutical companies, the propagandists, of course, through the agricultural system,
Fox News.
So the surveillance grid. I mean, there's all of those things that
YouTube
that. Yeah, that's all part of it. Everything you see out the idiot box is something to make you think what they want you to think.
Exactly. God, so, have you watched the Today Show?
More people are waking up to this around the globe. And
what do you do with this information?
And at the same time, more people are just rolling
over.
Where
do you find like-minded individuals that you can get together with and start a radio
show?
Well,
right here on MTRadio.net.
This happened on chance.
Shameless self-advertising. No, but I do agree with you, and I think that's how we met. I think that's how everybody in this room came to be in this room, is acknowledging, even on a subtle level, even on a subconscious level, that these things are happening to you.
Not done yet, even so.
Sorry, my bad.
Sorry, brother.
There's more. I mean, so their end game clearly is to have a two-class system where the underclass are forced to live as slaves in tiny enclosed cities where the elite enjoy the land of the earth and evolve into superhumans. With the aid of implantable technologies and other technologies, live eternal lives and travel the cosmos.
Whee. Central Park.
So these guys
Manhattan
ain't really
views.
They don't have you and me's any of our best interests at heart at all. They're thinking like, and these guys are just ants, and what concern does the boot have for the ant?
We are worker bees. You are all, if you're a doctor, a lawyer, if you're even a Supreme Court justice, you are a worker bee. That is all you are there for. You are there to do a motherfucking job. It doesn't matter what it goes from a dishwasher all the way to a Supreme Court fucking justice.
No. Supreme Court justice is a lot more than a job. That's a lifetime appointment.
You are
talking
worker
about job security.
No,
I mean,
you are there
if
for
any
a
job
reason.
Has job
that's
security.
Like tenure
they do.
For you are there for a reason. You are a worker bee.
I truly believe in my heart of hearts, which is a phrase rarely uttered anymore, but truly in my heart of hearts, I believe that. As long as that is an ideal that we pass along between each other and to our children, then we're going to be, you know, we're going to be that. I heard once that when someone asks you how you're doing, the way that you respond is how you are. Well, I mean, so yeah, if that's how you may exist in a state of go fuck yourself, but like what I mean is like if somebody asks you how you're doing and you say fucking shitty, then you're fucking shitty and you're going to be fucking shitty your whole fucking life. But if somebody says, how are you doing, and if you change the core structure of your beliefs and say, I'm doing better every day, then you will do better every day. And I think that that's the kind of paradigm and belief structure that we need as a people to affect a real systemic change, something that will transcend the violence and the, you know, the typical cycle of rebellion and revolution and suppression and slavery.
Just by being cordial to one another?
I don't know. No, by like having the simple communistic and socialistic idea that we are all the same entity and one being, and that we all have these truly inalienable rights, and that they extend beyond like your ability to be a dick, but like you're all the way to, you have the right to be fed to be a dick. Like we'll nurture your dickness, you know.
But you understand that communism, socialism, that was just all invented so that people could have absolute power, right?
No, I do. But I was using it. I was using it as an overall thesis. On paper, they sound good, right? I mean, you would agree with me. They sound great on paper.
They do.
But then you got one guy in charge. The idea is to start, and I hate to say it. I said I would headbutt him, but I can't headbutt myself. A grassroots movement, a truly from the bottom up, like he said, an ideal that spreads through mimetic memory, through telling your children and your loved ones and all the people that you care about, this is what's truly important. And until we all grasp these truly important, truly intrinsically valuable ideals, then we're all going to be trapped in the same fucking cycle of killing each other. All
right. So a value-based system based on... ideals.
The actual value of things.
How much money you have.
No,
that's
no.
where we're at.
No,
all
not,
right.
no, that.
We brought this all 360.
But no, money has no value. No, I mean, like if you can fucking cut my chest open and replace an aorta on my heart, that has fucking value,
or
obviously.
If you can bake a really good pie.
So yes. then if we're talking about value, then how does
suck
a person
a really
like a Beyonce can suck a really good dick, I'd imagine, and shake her fucking ass very well. How is she making more money than the dude that cuts infants open? And changes their aortas around on their fucking
she
heart.
She might not be. Those guys make some good money.
Yeah, I think Beyonce's
She's making She's making an obscene amount of money for what she does, though.
Yeah, which is not very valuable.
But you don't think she has the freedom to make as much money as she wants?
No, everybody has that freedom, but I think that people that with big asses and that probably suck a mean dick get picked a little more than... You know, like the guy that's like maybe a little weird but can fucking fix your heart.
There's way more stockbrokers and bankers than there are Beyoncés.
Yeah, and those dudes have no value, though. Like,
but
I mean, they
those
can do
guys
math.
Are
what about Joe Montana's using a calculator? And Dan Marino's and...
They can throw a ball.
Fucking Kaepernick's and Tom fucking Brady's.
They should have all
Michael
been paid.
Michael fucking Jordan, Tiger fucking Woods.
Pick one of those guys Jay-Z. And give them all of that guy's money. All of them should have gotten, like, Tiger Woods' money. Give all of the dudes you named all of the money Tiger Woods got. Then they've been paid out reasonably. According to what the value that they contribute.
Wayne Gretzky?
Again,
I love Gretzky.
Oh my God, they can all hit things into like other things.
I'm like, you can get a thing into a basket
into a
or a
thing,
bucket. Or...
I am starving over here. Like,
I mean,
can you get a loaf of bread with your hockey stick all the way from like Canada into my mouth? Because I'm fucking hungry over here.
I mean, I can name two. I'm not going to name their names, but I can name two specific NFL
everybody in Africa,
pro football
iPod.
Players that did some time in Montana. They might have been here for a couple of weeks. They might have grown up here. They might have been here for a night. But there are two professional NFL fucking football players that I have sold drugs to.
Nice. Can I shake your hand, sir?
I didn't know where this was going. That was awesome.
Yeah, I was
just
you.
Out of the damn blue, there that is. You heard
so
it here
good.
First on the Intel Scanner.
I have shaken his hand. It's official. It's
would you
official.
Like to say your name and number, phone, address?
John Smith.
No, I'm not going to fuck him.
For the
I'm not going to fuck
you're the coolest
over.
Black dude I ever met in my whole life.
John Smith.
I'm not a fucking dickhead. I'm not going to be a dick and give any, but there are two.
Joe Montana.
They are, and you know, and well, one of them is a current player, the other one is not, but there are two fucking professional football players.
So Ryan Leaf and
Dirk and A. Foosball is the devil. We don't care about sports that much. There's
you
a lot
can catch
other stuff.
The sports show on
they're beheading
another
you
station.
You will catch me watching the Super Bowl
people
next
every
weekend,
day
though.
All across Saudi Arabia.
I got an autograph from one.
There's 28 pages that are being covered up by the government still that Congress has seen that are there's a movement being
of what?
Well, the official 9/11 report out of the pages that were still kept
what
classified.
What about the omnibus bill that like one third of was written by Citigroup?
Well, you know, I mean, Mitt Romney wrote Obamacare, so whatever.
Did he?
And the insurance companies, yeah.
Oh, you learned something.
I like me some Obamacare.
Yeah, but he wrote it for a state.
Yeah,
and that's very
Massachusetts.
Different.
Yeah. He wrote it for a different
All right.
Well,
we drafted the first thing that they got that for.
Hey, boy, here it is.
The professor. The professor spoke. We got to take a shot. It's the rule. It's the rule from now on.
Eric's just staring at the bottle.
I've got a question that plays on my mind. I know I mention this a lot. And what would happen if everyone stopped paying their taxes? Please think about defunding the government. Somehow, can we do this?
We wouldn't have roads.
Don't tell me this bullshit, man.
They would put us in the FEMA camps.
Don't give me that. Everybody, all of us.
They would put the ones that were smart enough to do anything about it in the camps. That's what I would do.
Well, yeah.
Can I make a valid point? We now have a service that removes dead bodies from the street. And I know that it seems archaic, but they even make that point in Monty Python's Holy Grail. You know that it's a necessary job where somebody just goes around and collects the dead bodies.
Yeah.
And that's what the government is kind of for. So if you stop paying the taxes, there would be shit and dead bodies in the streets everywhere.
So I enjoy what you just said, but if you switch the idea of money with the value the way that I'm talking about it, and we've had this conversation, a plumber would be considered one of the most valuable people in the entire society because he takes his shit away from your fucking house. I don't want my shit in my house. A plumber's the coolest dude I've ever fucking met.
Mm.
Like, I'll give him whatever he wants.
Okay, go.
Get your mouth off the bottle.
So without government, it would be covered in blood. So did huge federalized government come out of the plague times? I mean...
No, huge federalized government got humanity through the plague times, and they kept the royal bloodlines alive, and that's why we still have smart people today.
Oh, dear Lord.
They provided their service for a mass fucking need.
When the mics cut out,
can you imagine if we'd lost all the smart people in the world
but
one day?
During the plague, they also kept food going to the poor.
That's two fucking
shots. They did a lot of things. The government did a lot during the plague times. That was only a few hundred years ago. It wasn't that long ago.
We're due for the plague again.
Okay, in Africa,
Western civilization was way around.
Ebola is a plague in Africa right now. Still, there's places quarantined off.
Now, Vice went out there, man.
God hates us.
Vice.
That's why we have plague.
TV, like Vice News, went out there to the place in Madagascar where the guy with fucking Ebola had, and it's bullshit.
Every two years they make him down.
Oh, he's got it. Bam, dead.
Dude, how many people do you know have died of any of the flus or viruses that have come out in the past? Like
H1N1, swine flu, West Nile.
I got none of those.
I
don't even know a dude.
Died of AIDS.
But AIDS is a thing.
We live in a very isolated area.
Bird flu. Who died of bird flu? H1N1. Anybody? SARS. Know a guy with SARS?
Well, we're getting close to the end here. We got a minute left. Anybody, any closing thoughts?
We got nowhere.
Just quit fucking off and handle your own business, motherfucker.
I love you guys.
Next time you get pulled over, record it. Videotape the police as much as you can. Hold the police accountable. There's an outbreak of murder across this country. Of police murdering.
There are cheap services where civilians. You can equip your car to run audio and video surveillance where you just plug your phone in. It all gets recorded to your phone one way or the other. It's entirely under the board, and they're less than $100 on eBay and Amazon, and it's something that everybody can do to protect themselves.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Fuck yeah.
I recommend that anytime you have any interaction with any Leos, then don't let them bully you. Stand up to this tyranny. Don't let them get you.
Intel Scanner, Tuesday nights.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.